Back on with Ryan McGilvery from the DNR office in Crystal Falls. Technically, you're still in Norway checking deer, though?
I am. I'm still down in Norway. I'll be here for most of the month of December. I start to bounce back and forth. I've been here November and October, but December I start to move back to a little bit more normal routine for me.
So I know that the UP is a little bit special as far as CWD testing in that all of the biologists and technicians are pretty much trained to harvest the lymph nodes. So it shortens that testing period and it expedites it, so to speak. Has that been kind of a cool thing in your eyes as well when people come in and realize they don't have to send the whole head down if they don't want to?
It is. It's a lot faster for us. It's faster and easier for our staff in the lab. Deer season for our lab is extremely busy. So anything we can do in the field to cut their time down and it helps speed up result processes. It's fun for us too. It's getting a little bit back into biology for us instead of just registering deer. We get pretty fast at it. Toward the end of the year, after you did a couple hundred of them, you get pretty quick at finding them. And I think that people kind of find it fascinating too, and it puts a perspective into their eyes of what we do and kind of the involvement of it. So it's a lot easier to do. It's nice when the season's warm. The season started really warm down here. We were in the low 40s for the first probably week. And it's nice because people bring in whole deer, and we can do it right on the back of a pickup truck. And you cut the throat and pull lymph nodes out, and we age it for them, and they can take the whole deer with them. It's fine to go to the processor still. They can still hang it if it's a processor that hangs it by the head. We get lots of comments about that people like that. I think a lot of the processors don't like it when they have a deer come in without the head on it. So I'm sure they like it as well. It's faster and easier for us, and we freeze them, and they get next day shipped once a week down to our lab in Lansing. So it's a lot quicker. We don't have to drive truckloads ahead to the bridge and meet somebody there and then transfer them all the way down to Lansing.
Let's talk a little bit about the average age class of the bucks you're checking there in Norway. Because traditionally, a year and a half or younger bucks always made up about 40% of the harvest. And last year, and it looks like this year across the UP in general, that was more like 15%. What was it like there?
It's about the same here. We're not doing a whole lot of yearlings. We've had lots of two-year-olds and quite a good group of three-year-olds as well. And we've had a few four-year-olds. And we're kind of seeing that as they are in other places where the yearlings, there's not a whole lot of them. And it's a little bit early to see all of our data still preliminary and yet. So we don't have all our data from the year. It could show a little bit from last winter, the hard winter we had. It wasn't very long, but we had deep snow conditions, so we could have lost some of our yearlings that year. It's hard to say at this point. I have noticed this year a lot of our deer coming in, at least here in Norway, and I haven't worked in any other check station, so I can't speak for those. But a lot of the deer we've been seeing antler development-wise have been set back like a year, so they look like they're two-year-old if you were to base it on antler development and body size, but they're actually three. Or they look like a three-year-old that's actually four.
Wow.
We had two three-and-a-half-year-old spikes here. We had a three-and-a-half-year-old fork, and then we had a four-and-a-half-year-old six-pointer come in this year.
Wow.
That I can recall. And that would be attributed to the deep snow we had last year. So a lot of their energy through the winter into the spring went into survival, and it's very hard for them to catch back up. The spring and then summertime and when the antler should be developing, they're putting on fat reserves and stuff, and if they're in a tough area where they don't have the winter cover, where they don't have the food source, that stress level in the winter into the spring affects them in the antler development in the summer.
All right, quickly here, biggest buck that you checked in this year. Tell us about it.
We had a nine-pointer come in here actually yesterday, and that would have been our biggest one. It was only a three-year-old. It was a nice nine-pointer, probably about an 18-inch inside spread, and it really carried its mass all the way out the main beams and up the tines. Not a lot of big ones this year here. We didn't have any five-and-a-half-year-old bucks come in. We had an eight-pointer that was three-and-a-half. It didn't have a lot of mass, but it was wide, and the tines were pretty long. That came from southern Menominee County. But other than that, nothing super, super special this year. A couple nice three-year-old 10-pointers, and I think we had one four-year-old 10 that were pretty good. I think we had a few bigger ones last year, but again, I think that has to do with the winter we had this year. Some of those bucks on easier winter would have been really nice bucks this year.
Ryan McGilvery from the DNR office, currently in Norway in the core surveillance zone for CWD, giving us his overall perspective on deer checks here. Thanks a lot, Ryan. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, Adam. Thanks for having me on.
This is The Outdoor Show.